Confessions of a Trainwreck. Hello, happy Friday, and welcome back to another episode of FFF, also known as Fast Fire Friday, which is, as the name suggests, a series of fast fire questions with my guest from Tuesday's episode, which this week was my radio partner, Shad Wicker. Now, because it's Friday, I would also like to take this opportunity to give you a little recommendation, which I know that none of you asked for, but my podcast, my rules, okay? So, you know how much I love my Oyster Bay Savvy Bee, but this week I discovered a wine that has changed the game. I mean, technically my boyfriend discovered it, but because he doesn't listen to my podcast, I am claiming dibs. And if you are listening, we've talked about this, turn it off. I have a wine recommendation for you. I'm going to get this pronunciation horribly wrong, but it's called Esoterico. It's a white wine from Adelaide Hills that has a really nice, like, citrus twist to it. Or what's the wine terminology? Is it like notes or undertones or something? Anyway, I don't know. But what I do know is it is delicious. And because it's Friday, you should try it. Anyway, again, as with every Friday episode, I grossly digress. So let's get into it.
It's recording.
Welcome back to Fast Fire Friday. You've never done one of these episodes, have you?
No.
Well, welcome. Same questions. Actually, not same questions every week. New questions every single week. Oh. Except we always start with the first one. What is the last thing that you watched on Netflix or Stan or whatever your streaming service of choice is?
Oh, so good. I was literally just watching it like last night. I stayed up until like 2 o'clock watching a bunch of apps. But you, I don't think you're like, not to typecast your listeners, but I don't think they're going to be into it.
What is it?
It's called Last Chance You.
I haven't even heard of it. What's that on?
It's on Netflix. I think it's the fourth season now. And as you know, I love my sport, and I'm a big American football. Yeah, I'm a big American football fan. Mm. So it's this show where it's really fascinating, and it's a camera crew goes to. I'll try and give you a reasonable time backstory, but like in the US, to get into like American football, you've got to go through the college system, but mm-hmm. there's all different tiers to that. Mm-hmm. So this is like a camera crew that follows around a random poor, like a school full of rejects. Oh. Like they're usually people that are struggling or. They've got a lot of like bad socioeconomic stuff.
I don't think I could watch it. I just cried. Is it emotional?
Kind of, yeah. But it's like fascinating watching like, you know, the coaching and how it's like a bit shit, and also the system itself that's built around winning and not necessarily supporting.
Yeah.
So the last few seasons have been rough because the coaches are assholes and they care more about the wins than the player. Mm. This one's been interesting because they're talking a bit more about the mental health of the student athlete. Mm. So it's fascinating. It's like, it's sad. There's some sad shit. A lot of guys have like shitty relationships with their dads and out of homes and all this kind of stuff, and you watch like the confidence. It's quite cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh, interesting.
So that's what I watched.
Uh-huh. Mine's actually on YouTube because I got a bit sick of binge watching shows. You know when you just feel a bit stagnant, you come home after work every day and you watch the same thing for a bit too long?
Yeah.
Like we're season 5 into The Wire now, and I just needed to give that a break because
The Wire.
It's really good. It's on binge. Right. It's a very old HBO show.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
about 20 years old. It's so good. Anyway, so needed a break from that. Have you ever seen or heard of the Try channel on YouTube?
No.
It is so good. I've been watching it nonstop. It's basically the Try Channel is a group of Irish influencers who are trying things on camera for the first time. So there's a whole host of different things they try. Like some of them are American candies, Canadian candies, weird food combinations, Australian condiments. But the best ones are the ones where they try alcohol because they get so drunk in the course
Irish.
Of... exactly. So some of them can drink each other under the table, but the one I watched last night was Guinness cocktails. So they just get given these foul cocktails. Like one of them was half a glass of Guinness with a shot of whiskey and a nip of like Tabasco sauce or something. Like horrific things.
That's a cement mixer.
And they're trying them on camera, and it is so funny. It doesn't even matter what someone Irish says because their accents are so amazing. I could just listen to them talk all day. I dated an Irish guy once purely because he was Irish.
Of the accent.
Yeah, had absolutely no interest in him whatsoever. But you know, it was a fun
shit.
4 weeks.
Savage. Had no interest in him whatsoever. Couldn't understand half the shit he was saying, to be honest.
But keep talking. Random question. But do you know what your name was going to be if you were born the opposite sex?
Oh, no. know. I don't know what any of the other options were because I was named I was named after my great grandfather.
Oh.
So possibly I would have been named maybe after my grandmother, but I can't even remember what her first name was. It's called Anna Morse.
So that could have been your name.
Yeah. Because my name's also from the Bible. So my great grandfather was Shadrach. And
what a cool name.
Yeah. And then my mum was like, nah, let's have it. So I just got Shad.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
So no, I don't know. Shadlina, maybe?
Cute.
Maybe something with an SH. Yeah.
Love that. Mine was Elliot.
You were going to be an Elliot.
I was going to be an Elliot.
I could see that for
you. Yeah. I feel like it's probably in the same kind of realm as Phoebe.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not super common, but it's not uncommon.
Yeah. I mean, I know a couple of Elliots.
Yeah. It's not like a Jane or an Alex or, you know how names also, kind of have different realms. And when you even meet siblings, all of their names tend to be sort of in a similar realm.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, well, my mate's kids, he's got, it's all L's.
Yeah.
So he runs L's all through them. So like Lucas, Logan and Lily.
That's cute.
And Logan's the youngest one and he's named Logan because that's what Wolverine's real name is, the X-Men.
I thought you were going to say because that's where he was conceived.
No, Mount Isa, so not much better.
Close. What is your signature dish or go-to meal that you can cook?
Oh, I like cooking.
I know. That's why I asked you this.
Yeah. I kind of get put into a category because of my girlfriend. So I'm always cooking like.
So are you the cooker in the relationship?
Oh, yeah.
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 Every night?
But I think.
Because she can't or because she doesn't want to or because of both?
A bit of A, bit of B. She can, but can't cook as like me. I cook way better.
Okay.
I mean, my parents were chefs. So, I mean, not that I know all the chef ways, but I can do part. I can do countermeasures.
Okay, then razzle me. So what's
if you can't like it can't even be? It wouldn't even be anything that exciting. I just do really good countermeasures. Anything you can see on the menu, like because I grew up in pubs and doing bistro work like that.
Right.
So I'll cook a mean steak. I'll cook like all of that.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of
like your go-to. So, like, if I was to stay here for dinner tonight, what would you cook for me tonight?
Because you're coming around, I'd probably do some kind of stuffed. And because it's you, it would have to be like it'd have to be some kind of semi-clean dish.
I'd have to go like a
stuffed baked chicken breast.
Ooh.
Would probably be it.
Can I stay? Oh no, you gotta go to work.
Yeah, I gotta go to work soon to have burgers.
Well, mine, you know that I'm not the cooker, and in my house, my boyfriend does all the cooking.
Yeah,
but because
he
dislocated his shoulder, he wasn't able to cook for a while. So I took over, but I'm only able to cook one thing, and that's the same thing that I've had for lunch for probably the past 2 years. And I did have it for dinner every night when I didn't live with him.
I know what this
and
dish
that is.
Is
my turkey bowl.
Yeah.
But I had to jazz his up a little bit because he wouldn't have been satisfied with what I eat. So basically my turkey bowl, for anyone listening at home who might want to try it, it is turkey mince, spud light potatoes cooked in the air fryer with a little bit of paprika or curry powder on it, on a bed of spinach with cottage cheese. And sometimes
and that's healthy.
Yeah.
Because it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it is delicious. Cooked, yeah. And sometimes I'll put like some fresh things in it, like tomatoes and cucumber.
Do you put in the turkey mix, do you put like Mexican like flavor powder?
Yeah, you can put Mexican flavor. I really like cooking with curry powder. It just makes everything taste really nice. But for him, I add heaps of brown rice to his, half an avocado and some, what's that stuff? He likes Kewpie mayonnaise mixed with water.
Oh, I love that
water,
shit.
So, dude.
You
really
know what
good.
I've got, which is like awesome. I love sriracha. Like I put that.
That's what he
put
used
that
to
shit
do.
Everything.
Loves it.
They've got one of those now. It's orange and it's the mayo and the sriracha.
What?
So it's like it's not just the red one. It's now orange. I've got it in the fridge.
So you don't have to mix it yourself.
Yeah, just it's mate. It is fucking
game
great.
Game changer.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, I'll have to get some.
Yeah. Apparently it's vegan. I'm like, how's the mayo vegan?
What isn't mayonnaise egg?
Yeah. So I don't know what's going on there.
That's very strange.
Mm.
If you had to become an inanimate, how do you say that word?
Inanimate? No.
Object.
The inanimate carbon rod. That's
if you had
up.
To become an inanimate object for a day, go with me.
I'd be the word inanimate or whatever the fuck it is. I can't say it now either. Jeez, no.
Just let's just gloss over it. If you had to be an inanimate object for a day, what would you choose and why?
A dictionary.
Rude.
An object for a day and why?
Because I've got mine. Do you want me to go first?
Yeah, go on.
I would be a wine glass for two reasons. One, because then I would be filled with my favourite liquid. But two, imagine the chat that you would hear if you were a wine glass at like a dinner party or at like a girls having wine or something.
No, I'm all for that because I love a good story.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'd have to be something along those lines, I think. Because I think, like a wine glass, like a schooner glass. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's
thank
good.
You.
The only other one I was going to say was like, I'd like to be the fine china.
Would you?
Because I'm always brought out. I'm only brought out for special occasions.
Oh, but because you're only able to be one for a day. What if people didn't use the fine china?
Oh,
on that
right.
Day?
So I only get to be it for a day.
Yeah.
Well, I could think of some filthy things I'd like to be, but that'd be gross. And thinking about it more, I definitely wouldn't want to be them. No. Now that I think about it.
I already know what you're thinking.
No, I can't go past yours. Yours is good. I like that.
Thank
you. I'm going to go with that. Probably not wine, though. I'll be a schooner glass.
Okay. Fair.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah, that'd be good.
And last question, which always is a bit of a divider. How do you eat a meat pie? Because everybody has a very particular way about how they consume a meat pie.
Well, I just say I eat a pie how it's supposed to be eaten.
Okay.
So I grab the pie in my hand, one-handed, as you do, and I just take a bite out of that bad boy.
See, I find that so barbaric.
Well, that's why it was made like that.
Was it really?
Like it's made like it's a handheld food item. Just, I know there's the real big pie, you can get the family
pie. But there's also just so much potential to be burnt when you do it that way.
Well, that's
like you take a bite. I remember doing that once at the cricket and I took a bite and the burn of that meat when it goes down your chin, you get a blister. Like you have a mark.
Your day's gone. Like if you burn your, like it's like when you burn your tongue at the beginning of a good meal.
Oh my God.
It's fucked the
whole
meal.
And then you just know for days after you're going to taste this subpar.
Don't fall off the broken chair you're sitting on there, mate.
Oh my God. I've got to lose those COVID kilos.
But, yeah.
See, that's not the way I eat mine.
Yeah, I could imagine. Of course, Phoebe Parsons has a 10-step way to eat a pie.
I do. Actually, I think it's only four, but that's okay. So I cut the top off.
Can I predict it?
Yeah.
Okay, I've got mates that do, they take the top off the pie, right? Like they de-lid the pie. Then they tomato sauce the inside of the pie, like on top.
Mm-hmm.
And then like some might mix it around or whatever. Then they'll put the lid back on. And then they'll eat the pie.
Like that? But that's not how I do it.
Okay.
I take the lid off and I eat the lid and then I put on its own. Then I put barbecue sauce in the meat and then I mix that around and then I eat
You have barbecue sauce on your pie.
I don't like tomato sauce.
That's
fascinating. I like smoky barbecue sauce. That's my favorite.
Yeah, right.
Then I eat the meat and barbecue mixture out of the middle and then I eat the little pastry cup by itself.
Right, so you try and turn it into three meals.
Yes.
You turn it into a three course.
Here's
the entree, the lid, and here's my main mince soup that I'm having, and then my dessert is the crust. Yeah.
I have this weird thing with food that I don't like to be the first one to finish my food, and also I do eat quite slow. So if I'm having dinner, for example, with my boyfriend, and he's not finished whatever, putting his together, I can't start eating mine until he starts eating his because I don't want to finish first because then I'll be jealous that he's still got food left.
Right.
I don't know if that's a deeper problem that I need to look into.
It seems like it, yeah. There's a real deep-seated like bit of jealousy through your life.
Gluttony maybe? Combination of both.
That's interesting. You know what would be another way to eat a pie is like you could turn a pie into a cob loaf. You could take like the lid off and just dip it into the pie.
That would be quite nice, actually. Like, that would be like a Mexican vibe, like the corn chips
and
the
tostitos. Yeah, that's sick. Yeah. Is that the fifth question?
That's it.
Oh, nice.
Easy.
Oh, well, that was fun.
Catches.
See ya. Don't you second guess me,
no. Confessions of a train wreck. If you haven't subscribed yet, hello, do it now. And if you're on Apple Podcasts, rate me and write a review. See you again next week for Trainwreck Tuesday.